So I've asked the cards, and I'm reading as usual with my favorite Rider-Waite deck. What do we need to know about the pandemic, the virus, the coronavirus? I am trying to steer clear of politics, and in particular, I'm trying to steer a middle line between those that don't believe there is a pandemic at all and those that believe that it's a deadly pandemic. So I'm hoping that this will work for everybody from both sides. I definitely fear that most governments are using this as an opportunity for power grab. I think that's a very true and present danger, but I don't want to divide people by presuming that either side of the pandemic debate is either right or wrong. So this is about the actual pandemic that we find ourselves living in, however you choose to define that. So the first card is the Wheel of Fortune. It shows a wheel, and it really does just show that life changes. Sometimes our fortunes go up, and sometimes our fortunes go down. I feel that what's been happening for a long time now is using technology, using politics. We've tried to avoid looking at the harm that we are doing to each other, to the planet. We've tried to ignore the natural cycles of things including if you just think about 24/7, being able to go to the shops all night long, being able to do things at the weekend. There is no rest for people in retail services. Thinking about food, we can get unseasonal food at all times now. We've stopped living with natural changes. We've tried to create a golden age which is stable and unchanging. And I think the Wheel of Fortune shows us that however you choose to look at this pandemic, it is going to change society. Personally, I think it's probably a good thing. I don't think society was that good for most people anyway. But I think that's the first thing to realise. There will be no back to normal. I think that is a truth. And I think an awful lot of people are really glad if there's no back to normal. I think an awful lot of people are hoping that this will be a change for the better. And I know that there are an equal number of people that are very fearful this is a change for the worst. So the one thing we can say with the Wheel of Fortune is this is a change. The next card, how do we deal with this, is the Chariot. So the Chariot shows a man or a woman. I would say it looks quite androgynous myself. In a chariot that appears to be made of concrete, it doesn't appear to have much movement to it. And in front of the chariot, there is a black and a white sphinx. So the first thing about the chariot is, even though it is a card of movement, when you look at it carefully, the chariot looks immovable. We are creatures of comfort. Most people, I think, on one level or another, believe that we are living out of sync with nature, that we have created unsustainable life patterns, unsustainable needs, unsustainable patterns of poverty and growth. I think most people are aware of that and would agree to that, but also most people want to preserve the comfort and security they have, myself included. It's okay to want security and comfort in life. And so we have a real dilemma. I think a lot of people would like to embrace change as long as it doesn't actually create any discomfort for them. That is perfectly normal. That is what the chariot is about. It takes a lot of momentum to make big changes in society. I just have to look at something like the suffragette movement. It seems incredulous now that women didn't have the vote, couldn't own property. I cannot imagine it. And yet, at the time, it took an enormous amount of pressure to create a change that we now think of as perfectly normal. And I think in 20, 30 years' time, we will look back at this time and think, gosh, why didn't we realise we just had to make changes to our lives? Why didn't we realise we just had to move through this time? So the chariot is about allowing that momentum to happen. The black and the white sphinx is to do with the yin and the yang, the polarities of hopes and fears, optimism and pessimism, change, and preserving the status quo. The only way we can do this is by finding that middle road where we preserve some of what is good from our society whilst allowing the change to naturally happen. The harder that we try to keep things the way they are, the harder that we stop adapting to this change, the harder it will be. I mean, for me, I've been really enjoying being able to work with clients on Zoom and Skype. I've done a lot more of that, a lot more workshops. That's one of the changes that I will keep. I won't stop seeing people face to face as long as I'm legally able to. I will continue to do that because I really, really enjoy that. But I think the most important thing now is to start to look at your life and think, what are the changes that you are glad you've adopted? Are you able to work at home from part time? Are you finding that the roads are less busy because other people are able to work from home, even if you can't? Are you finding that you have a bit more time? Are you in that lucky position? Try to look at how your life is improving in the smallest of ways, as well as trying to manage your fear well. And again, with the fear, I think the saddest and hardest thing for me has been to see the angry discord between people who each totally believe they are right. This is usually sort of the maskers and the anti-maskers, the vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers, those that believe it's a life-threatening disease and those that believe it's a government hoax. I think we need to try and keep our fear in check to allow us to move through this difficult time. And the last card is a Hierophant. So the Hierophant usually represents a teacher. And when I saw the Hierophant, it really made me smile because it made me think about lockdown when me, along with an awful lot of other people, got involved in bread baking. I mean, I've often gone through periods of baking my own bread. I have a bread maker. I regularly make bread when I have the time. But I started to experiment with sourdough bread, which I've always wanted to do, never quite had the time. So, you know, that to me was one of the really good things that came out of lockdown, was people making more bread, people taking time to it's not really relearning an old skill if I buy my flour from Tesco's and use a bread maker, but you know, this idea of going back to basics and learning some of the skills, whether that's foraging, whether that is doing more baking, whether that's brewing some of your own wine or beer, or gardening. You know, that's another thing that I saw that a lot of people decided to do during lockdown, was to do gardening and to grow some vegetables. To be honest with you, the smartest move out of this whole experience is to try in your own small way to be a little bit more independent. Now, I have been, you know, I have lived off grid in the past. We had no mains water, we had no mains electric, we weren't connected to roads at all. We were living on a very small remote Scottish island, and I can tell you it's just really, really hard work. Until you've lived without electric and water, until you've had to use a wheelbarrow to get all of your shopping to the car, there to the house, then living off grid is often romanticized. It's just hard work is the answer. But for each of us in our own small way, to grow some herbs, to grow some salad vegetables, to do a little bit of foraging, to make our own bread a couple of times a week, to try making some yogurt. I think those are the old-fashioned skills that I hope to God we never have to go back to living completely like that, because I quite like modern life. But I would love to interweave a little bit more of those sustainability skills into my life. Things like mending, things like making curtains, adapting clothes, upcycling, crafting, knitting. These, I think, are the skills that are going to become more valued as a part of life. At least I hope so. The card at the bottom of the pack is the Six of Cups. If you've read any of my blogs, you'll know that I don't particularly like the Six of Cups. There is a fairy tale feel to it, with the people seem out of proportion to the buildings. And to be honest with you, any figure wearing a red hood, once you've read the original Little Red Riding Hood or seen the film Don't Look Now with Donald Sutherland, any image like that makes me feel a little bit creepy. I do think people feel scared right now. I think most people feel scared of something, whether it's the virus, whether it's the new world order, whether it's the government making a power grab. I think we all feel a little afeared at the moment. But with that Chariot as the middle card, I really feel that the only thing we can do is trying to keep our fears in check and to appreciate some of the benefits that are coming out of this very difficult time, as well as the fears that can be overwhelming. And with that Hierophant, I think sustainability skills are going to be the new big thing. And I hope they are. They bring so much joy. They have so much benefit to mental health. And they really help, I think, each one of us connect more deeply to the earth herself. I think that's what we've lost with our 24/7, always on the go lifestyle. We've lost our connection with the earth. Maybe on one level, this is the wake up call that we can't take our Mother Earth for granted any longer.